Now you really understand what's involved in all this. Hey, coming up next, are you a budding movie maker looking to strut your stuff? Well, we'll show you where to upload and share your videos for the world to see coming up right after this break. Stay here. Welcome back to Call for Help. These days, it's so easy to shoot your own mini movies and home videos. Even Mikey can do it. But what do you do with them after they're all wrapped, huh? Well, the file's probably too big to email, and your dog's already seen it a few times. So Amber's here to show us one of her favorite sites online that lets you upload, tag, and share your video with the rest of the world, or just family and friends if you prefer.
Yes, the site's called YouTube.com, and that's Y-O-U. And it's just a place where you go, it's kind of like Flickr for videos, if you think of it like that, because you're actually able to tag your videos. Mm. And what we mean is, you know, assign keywords to your videos.
That's all the rage with Flickr.
Yes, it
why,
is.
Why is tagging so popular?
I think it's an easy way for you to categorize the content, as well as an easy way for other people who are interested in that type of content to search for that content. Right. So if you assign tags, if you say, if you do, you know, your show Twit, if you say it's a technology is one of the tags. It's basically just keywords.
Right.
So then people who search technology, obviously, you know, Twit is something that will come up. So we're going to take a look at YouTube, and just, I absolutely love this site, because I know there's lots of sites out there that allow you to upload videos, but this one is the most user-friendly, and there's a really nice community there. So here we go. This is the homepage of YouTube.com, and you can see
that. It looks like Flickr.
It does look like Flickr. I know they've copied it a little bit, like recently viewed videos, and then you have all the tags along the right-hand side here.
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll go in. I have actually my favorite videos listed here, and just to show you what the video actually looks like when we play it, we'll just click on this. This is Hack 5 or Hack 0.5.
They have a built-in player?
Yes, they have a built-in player, so we'll click on this, and then so it actually plays right on YouTube, so you don't actually have to go and, you know, download it.
Now, and this is happening right now, video files are giant, so
yes,
they may take a little while. You have to have a fast connection.
Exactly.
I'm Darren in an ice cave in Alaska looking for some Wi-Fi, and you're watching Hack 0.5.
So this is just a video show that a bunch of guys, and actually I think there's a woman as well who's part of the team, have put together. So they've uploaded all their videos there, and I've done the same thing. So it's a really easy thing. You can upload up to 100 megs of video, and we're actually going to walk through the process of doing that so you have a sense of how easy it actually is.
You put command on N on here, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we put command N on here. I'm going to just, Mikey shot this silly little video of me talking about Humphrey the goose, which was a pet goose of mine that my mom cooked for dinner. One Christmas.
Never named animals.
I know.
Name the animal, that's it. It shouldn't be eating.
So we'll just type Christmas dinner, and then the tags will be, let's say, comedy.
Paul McCartney won't eat anything with a face. I won't eat anything with a name.
Yeah, that's probably good. I'll say we'll categorize it as pets and animals.
Yeah. Or cooking. You know, you have cooking
Leo.
And pets and animals.
No, no, Leo, no, we can't do that. Okay, we need at least three tags. So we'll have to do cooking.
Goose,
cooking.
And
humiliation. Then we'll go goose, okay?
Okay.
Click continue. So you can see you can
childhood pain.
Childhood pain, yeah, exactly. So we go in here, Humphrey the Goose.
You'll see, you can actually upload it now.
You actually upload it. It's a tiny little file.
Do they care about what formats?
Yeah, you know, there's specific, you have to use some of the main formats like an .mov or an AVI file.
So they support all of them.
Yeah, they support all of them. So then at this point I have the option to say that the video is public, which means that I'll share it with the world or anyone else who's online at YouTube, or private, only viewable by people you specify, which is a good idea if you have video that you don't want everybody to see.
That video of Mikey dancing with the pasties.
Or the Buttercup Baby video.
Buttercup.
I think we should put that on here. So then it just takes a few seconds
baby
to upload it. While it's uploading, we'll just check here with some of the things that you can do in YouTube that I think are kind of the extra things that make it really, really special, is that it provides you right away after you upload the video with a link to share your video. You can see right here it gives you a URL that you can email. So that's kind of a cool thing right away that they do. And then also you can get the HTML to actually put a video player on your website. So you can actually have that video on your website that is in a tiny little player.
Oh, and that's handy.
Yeah, so see what I mean? We'll actually scroll down here. There's two things you can do. One thing is that if you have a bunch of different tags, let's say you have technology as your tags, you can make sure that all of the videos that are tagged with technology can come up in this nice little sidebar.
And there's the HTML.
There's the HTML.
They customize it for MySpace, which is great.
Yes.
A lot of people use MySpace.
So that will appear on your page. And then also you can do just, you know, the one video that comes up just in a built-in player. So it's the first web-based.
That's eBay. Yeah. You had an auction. Instead of just a picture, post a video.
Exactly.
What a great idea.
These guys have really, really, figured this out the best out of anyone. So, you know, like I said, it allows you to not only, you know, upload the video, but you tag the video, you share the video, you upload the video to your website. It provides a built-in player so no one has to download the video.
Very clever.
Because as much as, you know, you get a little geeky into, you know, different file formats and downloading videos, a lot of people don't want to download video. A lot of people want to go to the website and actually view the video in a player. So
how much?
Free.
What?
Yeah, it's completely free.
It's free?
Yeah, it's completely free.
Who's paying for the bandwidth?
That's not us.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. So you can see here, so
they don't have pro accounts or anything? It's just completely free?
No, it's completely free. I mean, it's something that maybe they'll change after a while. After this, where they go in and they make it you know, a paid version and they have a pro version.
Are there ads on the page? Is that how they're paying for it?
Right now, there's no ads on the page. It's fairly new service, too, so I think that's part
of it. Really great.
Just quickly, let's just look at the video that we just uploaded. We don't have to watch the whole thing. Yeah, so it's there already. So this is what it looks like.
Yeah,
in
I want to know. I'm interested in Humphrey the Goose.
So you can edit it here, remove it, Humphrey the Goose. It's a long story, so we don't have to watch all of it.
But people can go and search for Humphrey the Goose.
They can. And
they'll be able to watch the entire video.
Yeah, it's pretty much the saddest thing
we'll
that happened to me as a child.
Out of business.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it just takes a few seconds, and then it will start playing. So I was just driving in my car, and Mikey had a video camera with him.
I really love them. Like, the ducks used to run around the kitchen, and it was so much fun. They're so cute, little orange ducks.
You let ducks in the house?
Yep. Okay. Parents are hippies. And,
anyway, so you could go. The surprise is at the end.
Okay, save it, save it. Make
we'll
people
save
go.
It. Yeah. So you can go. I guess I'll keep it up there, but you can
you
go.
Have to now.
I have to now.
I'm dying to know what happens.
I'm gonna kill Mikey. Anyway, it's just a fun little way to easily share videos. And if you want to share videos that are under 100 megs for free and be able to do a bunch of different things with them, YouTube.com is the best place that I've seen it.
Wow. Want to know more about YouTube or get a link? Callforhelptv.com. And, of course, Amber's show notes. And, by the way, if you want Amber to cover something...
you can email me at amber@callforhelptv.com.
Always looking for good ideas. Let's check.